Okay, let's take a look at what reactive extensions bring to .NET 3.5. In .NET, there's various ways of doing RPC calls: WCF, JSON, and remoting. .NET remoting is one of the most richest versions of doing RPC. So when I don't need to worry about web scenarios, I usually choose to use .NET remoting. Doing asynchronous calls in .NET remoting can be very hairy, however. The main reason for this is that .NET remoting treats delegates as by value when it sends them over the wire. So let's take a look at this basic .NET remoting sample. I have a server that sets up a .NET remoting channel over IPC in this case, and exposes an object demo that is marshable ref. This means that whenever somebody calls in this object, it runs on the server, but you can call it from the other side of the .NET remoting channel. When it gets called, get process name will print a message on the right line on the server saying that the function has been called, and it returns the current process name. And the client also sets up a .NET remoting channel to connect back to the server, retrieves the demo object from the server, and calls the get process name and prints the result to the console. So let's quickly run this. Starting the server and start the client. So the server says, hey, I've been called on get process name, and the client was able to retrieve the process name of the server, which is remoting demo server.vshost. Okay, let's stop this. Now let's try to add an event to this program. So we're going to add standard.NET event, public event, event handler, process name called, and call it from this function. Now on the client, we're going to hook up to that event. So just before we call it. Okay, we'll hook up to the event. So then we say alert process name called. Okay, let's try to run this. Start the server again. Start the client. Now, interestingly enough, our alert, even though we wrote on the client and hooked it up on the client, actually executed on the server. The reason for it is that .NET treats delegates as by value, so that means that when the delegate gets sent from the client to the server, it doesn't send a reference to it, but it sends the data of the delegate. It means that it takes the instance and the method the delegate works on, sends that to the server and recreates a new delegate, and the delegate doesn't know that it was sent over the wire at all. Now this makes asynchronous programming and remoting really, really hard. Luckily, Rx can help here. So let's change our program to use Rx. I'll go to the server, and I'm going to change this event handler into a property, and we make it of iObservable of events are and get private set. Now .NET events underlying do all this work for you, so we have to do a bit more work to make it work for observable. So we need to have something that can receive the values from the event, and in observable world that's the subject. So I'm going to create an internal subject. It's like the backing field of an event. And I'm going to initialize this in the constructor. Provide the type, of course. Let me copy that to the other place. Okay, so now we need to hook it up to the external event, but we need to make it ready for remoting. Setting observable for remoting is a bit more expensive than you want for general use, so you need to explicitly say you want to make this observable ready for remoting. So I'm going to say process name called equals underscore process name called dot remotable. And that means that all the necessary work is done. Okay, let's change our invocation of the event as well. I'm going to say underscore process name called dot on next event args empty. Okay, so let's adjust the client accordingly. So we're not going to hook up to the event like this, but we're going to subscribe to it. There. Let's try to run this. And now you see it. The server doesn't alert, but the client does. And that's the behavior we wanted. Well, that's it. Three different features in Rx for three different versions of the .NET runtime. Please play with it and let us know what you think on the Rx forum. Thank you.